A Magician of the Gaita, Galician Bagpipe, filled with the sparks of light, mystery, and revelation of the magic of Galician Celtic music. From the northwestern region of Spain, Vigo, Celtic music in his hands embraces the shores from the Atlantic of his native Galicia to the Celtic traditions of Ireland, Scotland, Brittany, including Latin America. Galicia was called by Paddy Moloney, the leader of the Irish traditional band, the Chieftains, as the unknown Celtic country. Their music, censored by the dictator of Spain, Franco, rebloomed during the early 70s, after almost half a century surviving in the darkness. His musical brotherhood with other Celtic tradition was fortified by the Chieftains. In 1994, he performed for the first time in the US with the band at New York City's Carnegie Hall. Since then, he has toured and recorded several times with the Chieftains, developing at the same this Galician-sparked, Spanish-focused project from 1996. The latter two CDs earned Grammy awards, and Carlos, as a solo artist, received Latin Grammy nominations. He plays the gaita, Galicia's signature sonic symbol, dating back at least to the 11th century and also the recorder. But his instrumental arsenal also includes the ocarina, assorted whistles, Scottish Highland pipes, William Irish pipes, bombard, binucos, and pastoral pipes. Today, with us, the Galician magic musician Carlos Núñez, el mago gallego de la gaita, with us this afternoon in Raíces Show. My name is Cristina Bachín. Thank you, Carlos Núñez, for giving us this interview for Raíces Show and KUNM. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Cristina. Muchas gracias.
Carlos, I am very pleased to interview you, since I have been following your career since long time ago. I have the honor to interview you, and I would like if you can help me and our listeners to introduce us to the Galician Celtic music, because when we hear the word Celtic, we usually think of Ireland, Scotland, and how and when did it happen that this development or reblooming of Celtic music in Galicia? And Asturias as well, if you want to introduce that.
Yes, well, Cristina, I was born in Galicia, which is in the northwest of Spain. It's the Atlantic area of Spain. And, we are a Celtic region. We are like the Irish of Spain. No, the Galicians, we are the Irish of Spain. They say in Ireland that every Irish people comes from Galicia, from that region in Spain. The old Irish legends, and also from Scotland, they say that all these people came from Galicia, so we are sort of all the Celts, no? But we are in Spain, so our main instrument is the gaita, the Galician pipes. It's an instrument that it has more than 1,000 years, so it's a long tradition. And I started to play the gaita when I was 8 years old. You know, it was so popular. I learned at the school. So for me, it was so natural. Maybe if I was from the south of Spain, I would play flamenco, no? Flamenco guitar. But I come from the north of Spain, Galicia, so I play Celtic music and the gaita. So that's my... That's the beginning, no? Of the adventure.
I have another question, since you are talking about your childhood. If we go back to your childhood, like if it were a movie, and... which would be the soundtrack of that movie? Which were the sounds and the music of your childhood in Vigo?
I will say Celtic music. Celtic music, because when I was a child, at that time, it was the beginning of democracy in Spain. We had a dictator, no, in the old times, Franco. Mm-hmm. Franco. And then with the democracy, we had like a sort of explosion for all the different traditions of Spain, no, in Galicia, Catalonia, Barcelona, no, all the different regions. But in this Celtic, Galician, Spanish music, it was sort of forbidden, no, for so many years. Mm-hmm. So when we had the democracy and I was a child, everyone was so happy to play again the pipes, to hear Celtic music. It was a very, very beautiful moment, no? So I think that's the desire, no, that I had, no, from very child. And I think also because my hometown is Vigo and it's in the sea for Galician people is very, very important. It's a connection with the Celtic world, with Ireland, with Scotland. We dream that we are only one country, no frontiers, no barriers of languages. No, the music is the same. We are Celtic dream. So Galicia is still very like that.
You have a song in this in the last album, Discover. I think that's the last because you're going to. Then I'm going to ask you about the new one. This song that is "Viva la Quinta Brigada." What does it mean? This song, especially in this Discover album, why did you introduce that song related with the political background you were talking about this Franco's 45 years of dictatorial time, a dictatorship that was very hard for cultural diversity. Why did you introduce this amazing song? I loved it.
Well, because they say that the Spanish Civil War, it was a very romantic war. They say that it was the only and the last romantic war. So many people came to Spain to die, to support one side or the other because their dreams, their political sort of ideas. No, so many Americans came to Spain, and many Americans died in Spain because they were part of the Quinta Brigada, or they were part of the Spanish Civil War. The same thing with Irish people, with Scottish people, so many. So there are songs about this, and the La Quinta Brigada is an Irish song that mentions a bit, you know, this. That moment. No? I think it's not just a political song, but well, it's a sort of say thank you, no, thank you so much to all these people that came from America, from Ireland, from Scotland to help Spanish people because they felt freedom, they felt that he has to support, no, the democracy. So, well, sometimes music can be good to say thank you.
The case of Galician Celtic music. Let's say that for me, many times music has a kind of soul, o tiene un alma. Galician Celtic music, where does this music pose its own soul? In which instrument, in which place do you think it's the heart of Galician Celtic music?
I think Galician Celtic music is mystery. You know? It's like the Camino de Santiago. It's something that connects with the earth, with the old traditions. You know? In these days that everyone is looking for materialistic things, money first, no, things like that. The Celtic dream develops the child, not that everyone still having inside. No, so Spain is like a football match or a that doesn't matter, American football or soccer, I don't mind, but it's a sort of match with two different teams. You have the Atlantic and the Mediterranean. Mediterranean is the guitar, is the Andalusian, is the in Greek culture, Mediterranean, the writing culture, the ciencias, sciences, no? The Atlantic, the North, is more magical. It's a magic world, it's the Middle Age, it's the Celtic, it's the oral transmission. So it's the pipes, the gaita. So I think Galicia is very much in that, living this kind of imagination. No? We used to call in Spain Galicia Terra Meiga, Galicia land of the magicians. No, the the magicians usually are women, girls. So we say that Harry Potter, it could be perfectly a girl from Galicia.
I love that. So is that a dream that you are trying to follow with this new project you're launching now with the Interceltic new album that you are launching just on February, very soon, isn't it? Is it a dream, Interceltic? Because all these frontiers that you are going through and traveling through, it looks to me, I couldn't see the whole and listen the whole album, but it looks like an achievement of a dream. What kind of dream is that Interceltic project that you are launching here?
Well, Interceltic is a sort of feeling that it's a feeling that exists in Ireland, Scotland, Galicia, Wales, Brittany, all the different Celtic countries. And I would love to introduce this experience to the American audiences, because usually in the United States, Celtic means Irish, or maybe Scottish. But people will discover and will say, wow, so there is Celtic music in Spain. In this country, in Galicia, they had bagpipes before than Scotland or Ireland. Or the Camino de Santiago is a Celtic pilgrimage already. Discover that in Latin America, through the Spanish people, we can find pipes everywhere. For example, no, the guy that had pipes, it was the first instrument that arrived to Brazil with the Portuguese. The Portuguese in the 1500s arrived to Brazil with the pipes. Or in Mexico, we have rhythms that are the same with Celtic music. This is fascinating, no? So it's a sort of new Celtic music that we are making together, and it's lovely because now this is the magic thing about music. You know, I do play Celtic, Irish music, Scottish, etc. And my masters, the chieftains, they play Galician music, they play Cuban music, they play Celtic, Brazilian music. So the world is discovering in these days that Celtic connection is very, very spread. No, it's very big and very beautiful.
Just one or two things about what's the difference? Because there is a lot of communality on this Celtic nation or big country that you are describing. And what's the difference in the case of Galician Celtic music in comparison with the other ones that are more prominent in the Interceltic, for example, a festival at Lorraine? What's the taste? If you can describe me as a taste, a flavor, whatever.
I think, well, that's a very nice question. I have an Irish friend, Orriada is his name, and he says that every Celtic country, it has different melodies depending of how the mountains are. So Scotland, big mountains, that means big jumps in the melodies. Ireland is much more feminine, much more curvas más redondeadas. How do you say? And that melodies are more like a serpent. No, Irish music is...
It's like rounded like hills, something like that?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. It's more like a serpent, not as Scottish, not that it has big walls. And and Galician music, I think, is a sort of bridge between Irish and Scottish music with Latin America. Galician music is exactly the bridge with Latin America. We can see in some regions of Argentina music like chamamé, for example, or
yeah.
When you go to Brazil, music from the region of Minas Gerais, or when you go to Mexico, some other rhythms, in Colombia also, that you can recognize the influence from the old music that maybe were played with bagpipes, no? And this kind of influences happened in both sense, no? So Galician music came to Latin America, and from Latin America came back all these rhythms. And the funny thing is that in these days, Scottish musicians, Irish musicians are learning from Galicia these Latin influences, no? So that's very, very beautiful. I say that maybe it's the Celtic music of the future, no? New melodies, new rhythms coming in this style.
If you are just tuning in, this is Rice Show. My name is Cristina Bachin. We are talking with the Galician musician Carlos Núñez, and we were talking with him, and we'll be talking as well after the announcement. Just to let you know, Carlos Núñez, in his North America tour this year, he will play also in New Mexico on February 26th in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in the National Hispanic Cultural Center. On February 27th in Farmington, New Mexico, in the San Juan College. And in February 28th in Socorro, New Mexico, Tech Performing Arts Series. Es el Carlos Núñez, es llamado el Mago Gallego de la Gaita o el Mago Gallego de la Gaita. Él está conversando con nosotros sobre la magia de la música celta de Galicia, una región del noroeste de España, y su hermandad con las músicas celtas del mundo, incluida Latinoamérica, un viaje musical que él ha realizado repetidas veces a México, a Colombia, a Brasil. Parte de lo que estamos escuchando es de ese viaje. Un diálogo lleno de chispa, misterio y revelación. En la primera parte escuchamos, en la música que hemos escuchado durante la entrevista, tuvimos títulos finales de la película Mar Adentro, Viva la Quinta Brigada, Marcha du Entrelazado de Alariz con la Orquesta Sinfónica de Galicia, Lundu, Nau Bretoa, The Moonlight Piper, y Guadalupe. Can you believe that? This is really magic. Hold on and stay in, that we'll keep talking with him after our announcements.
This is KUNM 89.9 Albuquerque, Santa Fe. KRRT 90.9 Arroyo Seco, Taos. KRRE 91.9 Las Vegas. KRAR 91.9 Española and KBOM 88.7 Socorro, online at KUNM.org.
And we'll keep talking with Carlos Núñez in this interview. We recorded with him for the opportunity we have that he'll be visiting New Mexico in Albuquerque, Farmington, and Socorro. Let's listen a little bit more, and you'll enjoy also what is he talking about, the magic of Celtic music. If I'll ask you to describe the taste of these three pipes you are sometimes honoring, like in this Three Pipers song, the taste or the flavor of a gaita.
I choose for this song called The Three Pipers, the three main pipes. So that means the Scottish pipes, that for me it sounds like the fire. Scottish pipes is a very powerful instrument. You have to blow a lot. It has that kind of harmonics. is the fire. Irish pipes, for me, is the water. It's very mellow, perfect for cinema music, very quiet instruments, very water. And Galician pipes, gaita, for me, is the earth. Uh-huh. It sounds humid. We say that Galicia es la terra húmeda, the humid lands, no? This humidity, very feminine, very... there is a sort of a deep connection with the earth in Galicia. So you can feel that in the gaita. And it's amazing, no? Because the Galician pipes is the mother of the Scottish pipes and the mother of
The grandmother. Or the great-grandmother.
Well, it's very, very old.
Yeah.
You know, it's at least 1,000 years of tradition of pipes in Galicia. Unbelievable. Amazing.
In this new album that you're launching, but also in these last ones, there is a lot of innovation in your music. If we are thinking like there is a dance between innovation and tradition, how do you reconcile both?
Well, that's the secret of traditional music.
Mm-hmm.
Always moving, always surviving, because new ideas come, new waves, new energies. I say very often that traditional music is like a cathedral. You can see in a cathedral styles superposed. No? Sometimes you can ask people, oh, this cathedral is Gothic, it's medieval, Romanic, it's Baroque, maybe. Sometimes you can say, well, it's everything, because you can recognize the Baroque, you can recognize the medieval, and then under the medieval, you can recognize some old Celtic stones, pre-Christian there, you know? So that's traditional music, you know? It's an energy that comes from the beginning of the times, from very, very far away, and this kind of energy, it keeps moving all the time. So when someone has a nice idea and it works, then tradition say, yes, this is now part of our team. The bad ideas, usually, you know, the nice about tradition is a collective creation. You know? This kind of music, it's not one composer that says, like Mozart or Beethoven, this is my creation. I'm the composer of this tune.
Mm-hmm.
No. In Celtic music, in traditional music, we love to think that one song, one melody, it was created by a whole community of people. And sometimes many generations did that song. No? Your grandma maybe did a little ornament that you are singing now, and the grandma of your grandma did another variation. This is lovely, you know? It's a cathedral.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I like that image, that it's a lot of all the layers, and they are all there present in those kind of walls, like in a cathedral.
Absolutely.
You play so many instruments. Let's imagine that the place where you have all your instruments is on fire. And I tell you, you can rescue only one instrument. Which one would you choose?
Very, very different. Very difficult. At least two instruments. One pipes and one flute. I need both. I need both. The flute for me is a platonic love. It's platonic love. The pipes is more sexual. It's more... when they say Carlos Núñez is like the Jimi Hendrix of the pipes. Or when I say sometimes the pipes, the gaita, is like the electric guitar of the middle age. No? It's very... energetic instrument, well, like the electric guitar, no?
Mm-hmm.
And I need both, no? It's two different energies. I say that you can play music with your eyes open or closed. For me, that's the two ways of playing music. with your eyes open or when you close the eyes. And with the flute and with the pipes, you can explore two completely different feelings, no? With the flute, you can fly like a bird. With the pipes, you are always very connected with the earth.
Let's go to our last question, especially your visit in this case to New Mexico. You'd be in Albuquerque, Farmington, and also in Socorro. During this tour in the USA that it's just beginning, what's the concept of the concert you're going to offer to our audience, to our listeners? Who are the musicians that are with you in this tour? Can you describe us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. This tour is going to be a real fiesta, a party, Cristina?
I love it.
I want to invite everyone because it's going to be fun. It's going to be an amazing Celtic fiesta. We have an amazing band with me. We have a new fiddle player. She is very, very young. She comes from Toronto, from Canada, and she's a virtuoso, and she's very, very beautiful, Stephanie Catman. She plays fiddle, she sings, and she dances. Very completely, yes. And she's amazing. So we are, oh my God, it's amazing. Then we have the maestro Pancho Alvarez on the guitars. He plays with me since many years ago. He's a virtuoso of the guitar. We are going to play different kinds of medieval guitars, different sounds. People will love it. And he sings also. We have my brother, Xurxo. He plays occasions, he's a showman also, plenty energy. And sometimes in the concerts we invite Scottish pipers, Irish pipers to make a bigger sound with us. So if you know pipers that want to come to play with us to the concert, please contact us on the Facebook or on the web.
Okay, I'll let them know.
An opportunity for these young people, as the chieftains did for me when I was a schoolboy. That was a very important moment for me, you know, when I started to play with the chieftains. It was a dream that changed my life. I think the first time, I came to the United States to play here, it was with the chieftains. And I discovered that really American people love Celtic music and feels something very deep with this music. So you are very, very welcome to the concert. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a sort of experience, not just a concert. It will be an experience.
So thank you, Carlos Núñez, to talk with us on KUNM, and we look forward to see you in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on February the 26th in the National Hispanic Cultural Center. And in Farmington, they are also listening to us, which this concert will be on February 27th. And Socorro, New Mexico as well. We have lots of listeners there on February 28th. Thank you, Carlos, for this interview, and we're looking forward to see you.
Thank you, Cristina. See you very, very soon.
Nos vemos pronto y muchas gracias, Carlos, y esperamos verte y escucharte.
Gracias,
un besito. Gracias. Chao, gracias.
Chao.